Senator Al Simpson. That Ted Kennedy is at it again. In a minute, we'll face off on his plan to mandate employee health benefits. Oh boy, Ted, you call yourself a champion of American workers, but the champ just whiffed on the knockdown punch. You have a bill in that would mandate health benefits for workers who are employed at least 17 and a half hours a week. The employer would contribute 80% of the premium. Now, your selling pitch is that the cost of the federal government is minimal. But there's always a price tag, Ted, especially when you're backing a proposal. The potential cost of it all is to America's employers. Read that, taxpayers. $26 billion. Your bill places a terrible burden on small business. It would only increase unemployment in retail, services, and all low-wage manufacturing, and it would kick up consumer prices. It's another loser, Ted.
Al, you're swallowing right-wing propaganda hook, line, and sinker. Every impartial study of my proposal shows no significant effects on jobs, prices, or health costs. The plan is simple, Al, and I drafted it with right-wingers like you in mind. It's done through the private sector. It's not a big new federal program. Employers would have to provide at least minimum health insurance coverage to all their workers. The vast majority of firms already do it, Al, including small businesses. But the ones who don't are driving up insurance premiums for everyone else. Responsible firms are paying too much because they're also paying the bill for the deadbeat firms that don't protect their employees. 25 million workers and their families have no health insurance today, and every one of them is an American tragedy waiting to happen. Health insurance on the job is a realistic answer, Al, and you can't defeat it by spouting right-wing propaganda. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on the administration's bias against women and minorities as federal judges. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.